Welcome back to the Between Us podcast. Hey, it's Between Us. Today's episode is going to be on red flags in a talking stage / friendship. I don't want to give y'all false information, so I'm just going to say, you could think about it in terms of relationships, but I wouldn't know because I've never been in a relationship. So just keep that into consideration, please. So first of all, everybody knows there's general red flags that we all should ignore. Here are the three that came to mind when I was trying to, like, plan. It was anger issues. And I don't mean little anger issues like they get mad easily and then they, like, it's fine. They defuse the situation. I mean mad and they're, like, punching holes in a wall. Or, like, mad they're kicking shit. Because it's like, when you get mad, what are you going to do to me? Like, am I next? Like, if somebody gets mad and screams in a pillow, that's chill. You clearly went to therapy. Something has gone well in your life. And you know that screaming in a pillow is better than punching a hole in a wall. Or at least I think. The next one is values not aligning. Values not aligning in terms of like the big ones. Like if you're like violently liberal, violently conservative is not your, it's not your soulmate. Like, I think that there's obviously little things that don't matter. Like, if we like the same food and shit like that, that doesn't really matter. But it's like, do we believe in racism? If you don't, you gotta peace out. You know what I'm saying? Or there's another one where it's like, like, general one, it's like, do you watch, oh my god, you know those people who watch those podcasts that are, like, really, really, like, those people don't need to have a podcast? Like, the ones where, like, Pearl, where she'll be like, women should worship their men. Women should never, like people who ingest that content in a way that's, like, they believe in it. Like, the ones with, like, super toxic masculinity or, like, really, 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 like, anti-feminist women. I feel like somebody who consumes that content and, like, lives by it, that's a red flag. Not even just in a relationship, like, especially in a friendship, because how could we be friends if you don't respect me and, like, you think that, oh my god, like, those girls who think, like, makeup is, like, you can't wear makeup. Like, shit like that is in that content. So that whole entire personality of, like, do things for men or, like, do things for your man, like, somebody who believes in that mentality is a walking red flag. It's just like, what's wrong with you? That's like a huge personality flaw, in my opinion. Okay, but the way I wanted to do this episode was, like, I wanted to, like, kind of have my top 10 red flags, and I, as I said, talking stage / friendship, because the relationship thing is not my thing. I never dabbled in that, you know. But the first one is using intelligence as a weapon. This one, I don't think I've ever seen anybody talk about this one, so I'm going to clarify what I mean. Intelligence as a weapon, as in, like, they know that they know something that you don't, and instead of using it as a teaching moment or using it as something that can help you gain knowledge, they, like, laugh at you. So, or like, they, like, try to belittle you. Like, I feel like if I don't explain something and your first instinct is just like, ugh, you don't know that? Like, how, everybody knows that. I don't like that. We can't be friends. You can't be my boyfriend, because then I'm just never going to feel safe enough to learn. And if you don't feel safe enough to learn, then you're in a classroom and you feel safe enough to learn. So if you're with somebody on purpose and they make you feel like learning is something that you should feel stupid for, them, you do not need to be with that person. That's a red flag. The next one is disrespectful to, like, people without reason. Like, if you go to a restaurant and you guys are all chilling, not you guys are all chilling, actually you can say you guys are all chilling, this can be like friendship, and somebody's just rude to the waiter or they pull that line, it's their job, like, no, that's a red flag. Why are you going out of your way to make somebody's job hard? Like, are you an asshole? And then in other terms of, like, disrespectful to their parents, yeah, I know there's circumstances where people don't have the best relationships with their parents, but I mean, like, in the sense that, their parents haven't done anything to them in that very moment, but they're still a dickhead about something. Like, I was once on the phone with somebody, and their mom was talking to them about doing something. Like, what do you want? Oh my God. Like, that's like the fucking ick. That's the ick. And it's a red flag because why are you talking to people who care about you or asking you to do something with such disgust? Like, that's how you're gonna talk to me eventually because that means you take people for granted. Ew, red flag. The next one is like extreme cockiness or extreme confidence, arrogance. Look, like, I feel like obviously there's to a sense where like everybody knows that like confidence can be sexy, but there's times when it's detrimental. Like when it's kind of like even in a learning moment, I'm trying to you're I know something that you don't. If you just won't take that information from me for some reason, you think you're better than it, you're like, ugh, that's the ick. Oh my God, are these icks or red flags? Now that I'm like really thinking about them. I don't know, but I'm gonna say red flags because I find that like if you are extremely cocky and you can't take anything I say like without you feeling like you need to rebuttal because you feel like you're better than me. We can be cool. You don't respect people you think you're better than them. And if you don't think like you don't respect me, we're not homegirls. You're not my man. No, none of that shit. But I also think that arrogance, in the sense that it comes across in how you talk to people, like you're just used to everybody respecting you, or you think that's what you deserve. Obviously, there's a difference between you have self-respect and you know what you deserve versus you thinking everybody should know that you're great or something. I'm just trying to imagine the most extreme case scenario, but it also comes in little forms. Like, we're having a conversation, and my opinion is not the same as yours. And, like, you automatically go with that yours is, like, just better because you just feel in your chest that you're better than me. That's really scary because, like, we could be homies. Like, we don't. Are we at battle? I don't want to be at battle if we're homies. You get me? Another one. Oh my God, I have completely ignored this one in the past. Please never ignore this. But when somebody has no long-term friends, and this could be specifically in like friendship, this is how I mean it. If you're becoming friends with somebody and you realize they have no long-term friends, ask yourself why. In the past, the last people that I have not been like I'm not friends with them anymore, they don't have any long-term friends. So this could come from like a place of like hurt and just repetition, but I find that it is a red flag. You think about you have friends who can say, oh, Samantha does this, like she's a good friend, but that person doesn't have the same person to vouch for them. Why? Because they haven't been a good friend in the past. There's no way that every single instance, like whether you went to elementary school, high school, you went to ballet class, and you didn't make any friends along the way. Where are they? Why is there nobody to tell me, oh, you're making the right decision? Like this bitch is, she's turned. There's nobody to swear on your character. Like if you were to commit a crime and they were like, oh, call somebody that can like give you a character statement, who the fuck are you gonna call if you don't have any long-term friends? If somebody doesn't have any long-term friends, I want you to know that means that in the long term, they're not gonna know how to treat you because they don't know how to maintain friendship because they haven't endured the hardships. So I'm not saying it has to be the end all be all, but just be careful. If you notice that somebody has no long-term friends, the door. Because I know for a fact, if I find out the next person that I'm friends with, it doesn't have any long-term friends, we're probably not gonna be homegirls. Like, because that's weird. Making friends as a child is so easy, so like why aren't you able to keep them? Like I know for a fact that everybody knows that one person that they knew since they were a child that they're still in contact with. Why are you not in contact with anybody? Like it's weird. It's very weird, and please don't ignore that because it's detrimental to you. You're just gonna get your feelings hurt, okay? Another one is like shallowness or surface levelness. And personally, if I'm trying to connect with somebody, I don't like the whole like you're good, yeah. I don't want to not be able to be myself around you fully. Like, I'm not saying that every friend you have to go in deep, deep conversation with. You don't have to have like soul ties with everybody you're friends with. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is like you should be comfortable enough to have that deep talk given the time that you, let's say you needed to do so. I like we can be chilling and we can sit in silence and stuff like that. It's different. But like let's say I was really going through it. I could know that I could still text you and be like, hey, like I'm really going through this, let's talk, even if we have never done it before. So I don't like the surface level shallowness, people who don't like deep connection. I don't like sometime-ish people. Like when I was a child, my mom always told me that you don't need sometime-ish people in your life. And I still agree with that to this day. There's no point of having somebody that can be here for you tomorrow and then the next day act like you guys are not like this. That's just like, what's the point of that connection? It's superficial, it's stupid. But I also feel like if you're looking to connect with somebody romantically and it just feels surface level, that's probably not going to go anywhere because you're not fully getting to know that person, and probably that person's not fully getting to know you because you can't be yourself. Like, personally, I find that the friendships that I truly value the most at the moment are the ones that we can literally talk about anything and everything, but also just be talking about stupid shit. I enjoy it all, but there's I don't want the like one like that one. I don't want that shallowness. I don't want that surface levelness. I don't want to tell you I'm good if I'm not good. Like I want to be able to tell you know, today was rough and you're not going to be like, ugh, this bitch. You get me? Okay. The next one is talking to an ex a lot. This is specifically in a relationship. Talking to an ex a lot is so like to me, like what was the point of breaking up? Just be with them. Just be with them. Like I find the whole point like she's not my girlfriend right now, but we're still best friends. That's stupid. That's stupid. Just go be with her. Because clearly you still have some unsaid things or situations that you truly need to address. I find that if you're going to break up with somebody, you should be okay with going no contact with them. And if you're not okay with going no contact with them, why? Why? That's just all I'm saying. Or, but I guess there's situations where like that would be a good thing. Like, well, like we can't be together now, but like, but then it's like, then why are you trying to date me? Go be with them. Don't, you know? But that kind of ties into the next one as like, I don't really like negative ass people. Like you're always looking at the situation glass half empty. And then like, so in that instance, the reason why they go together is kind of like, I don't like people who can only talk negative about people that are no longer in their life. For example, like if you have an ex and you guys have like a messy breakup, I don't want to hear that bitch was crazy. That bitch was crazy. No, let's be fucking for real. Everything has a cause and effect. You probably did something to make her seem crazy, and I want you to be able to acknowledge that you played a part in her being crazy. I don't want to just hear she's crazy, she's overreacting, she did this, this, and that. So what did you do? What did you do? Nothing? Oh, okay. So there's no point of just continuously dwelling on negative shit. I don't like glass half empty, like everything in your life, you act like it's the world is ending. You never had you ever heard of optimism? I'm sorry, like sometimes you just need to realize that things happen for a reason. And when somebody's just not able to be happy for anything, I just feel like that means that they might not ever be able to be happy for you. Because if every good blessing that comes their way, they're like, oh damn, like let's say they get a B plus, instead of being like, oh that's good, I could have did better, like they're just like, that's good. Ugh. And no, they're just like, I could have did better. Da, 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 da. Like, bro, B plus is so good because I know a nigga failed. I know a nigga failed the test. So why are you looking at everything half empty? So now, like, I'm thinking, like, when I get a B, this person will probably think in their head, oh, like, she could have did better. It's just gonna make you place their values onto you, and you could be a positive ass bitch. You do not need that negativity, like, on top of your brain. That's just what I think. So negative ass people are not for me because I find that you're super negative, I'm super positive. How is How's that gonna go together? That's just one of you guys is gonna tear the other one down. Or I guess you could bring a person up, but it's like that's not your responsibility. Your responsibility is not to completely change somebody's beliefs, it's to enhance them, to bring them out. And if you're just an inherently negative person, I don't want to bring out any more negativity in you because I don't want it. Keep it to yourself. I rebuke that. Another one that I think is super interesting actually is somebody who thinks your interests are dumb or of like low caliber. Somebody who thinks that they're just not important. Because I just find that that's mean. Everybody is different. Everybody has different hobbies. And what do you mean me learning the guitar is stupid? It's just something I want to do. So if you're not able to be happy for me in this little shit and like thinking that like, oh, like this little guitar is so cool that I'm gonna learn, that means you're not gonna be able to enjoy anything for me, whether those are accomplishments or anything. So personally, if you think my interests are dumb, we can't be homegirls, especially because that means that what, we're only supposed to ever do what you want to do. No, but we also can't be in a relationship because that means that I'm probably gonna stop doing these things because if you think they're stupid, maybe they actually are stupid. And I just want everybody to know that's not the case. If somebody thinks something's stupid but you really like it, you need to get rid of one thing and it's not the hobby, it's the person. Shove them out, that's the door. Because like think about how your parents taught as a kid. You can do whatever you want. You can be whatever you want to be. So if you want to be a pianist, you want to be a gymnast, you can do it because it's something that interests you. Why would you be with somebody or be around somebody who's telling you that that's a stupid idea? Like, it's just an activity that I like. It's really weird, actually, that you think that that's stupid. Another one is the inability to be vulnerable. It kind of ties into the whole surface level thing. But true, honestly and truly, I think it's so important to be able to be vulnerable about around somebody who is either going to be your best friend, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, like whatever. If they're not able to accept vulnerability, or if they think that be like, because vulnerability means being like the ability to be open to harm, like you're putting yourself out there. And if you can't be vulnerable in a relationship, if you think that being vulnerable is stupid or it's a bad thing, then why would I be vulnerable around you? Somebody who is like emotionally unavailable, kind of translate that on to you because if you are emotionally available, you're not able to be emotionally available with this person because it's like blockage. They like put that into place. So now it's a red flag in a way. But it's also just something that's kind of impossible. Like you're just putting yourself in a situation that's gonna hurt you in the end because we can't be together. Like two people of like extreme opposites can't coexist in that environment because somebody's gonna be compromising something, somebody's gonna be giving up something, and how is that fair for you to just give up something that you like value? Personally, I value emotional connection. And if we can't have an emotional connection, what are we doing here? You can go and I can go. Like, you know, because I know there's somebody out there that you can have an emotional connection with. If that's not me, I'll just peace out. It's really not that serious, in my opinion. Another one, that I had is somebody who is not able to take accountability for anything. I kind of like touched upon this in my first podcast episode, but somebody who's just they go through something negative and they're just always blaming the other person. I've literally seen people get caught cheating and they were like, it's because you didn't do this. Like, that is such a weird thing. You cheated on me and you're blaming me, but it also could be on something on a much smaller scale, like really tiny ass scale of like the dishes didn't get washed, and it'd be like, oh, it's because you didn't finish eating in time, so I just didn't do what that. It's like, homie, you could have just said like, I forgot, like, or it was too late and I didn't want to. Like, why do you have to place the blame onto me to justify the fact that you didn't do something? That's just weird. And I mean, like, if anybody in your life does that, your mom, your sister, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your best friend. It's weird that you feel the need to like you're kind of bringing somebody down to your level because it's like you're brought down a peg because you didn't do something. But I have to bring you down to my level so that like you don't feel superior to me. It's kind of like the arrogance thing. I find that a lot of these all tie in together, which is good because then it can kind of give you a sense of like the people that you want to be around and the people that you don't need to be around. Because I think right now I'm thinking of all the most extremes because like all of those have extremes, but they also have little things that you may not realize in time. That's why I believe that overthinking can be a horrible thing, but I don't think that it's the worst thing. I think that sometimes we need to overthink little things just to save ourselves a piece of our hearts or some time. Personally, I was just saying, like, I don't believe that there is such thing as a waste of time. Kind of like what that person telling you, oh, your hobby's stupid. There's no such thing as a waste of time because we don't have an abundant amount of time. Like we don't have an infinite, we have a limited time. So you're wasting time every single day. You can say I'm wasting time at school. You can say I'm wasting time biking down the street. You can say I'm wasting time playing this ukulele. But it's like it's not really wasting time because the time's gonna get spent whether I'm doing this or not. Like time is always going. It does not wait for nobody. So there's no point in like not overthinking and ignoring these red flags just so that you'll have a good time for right now. What's the point of that? Think smartly. Put yourself in situations where like you're just it's just easier for yourself later on. Or at least that's how I do shit. Like it's kind of like cleaning the kitchen as you cook. It just saves you so much time. Makes you feel more resourceful. And at the end, bro, you can just relax. So I kind of see that like how this in like a relationship. You guys are trying to make a meal. That's the whole point. Let's say you guys are trying to make a meal. And while you guys make the meal, you're gonna make a mess. So either you can start to clean up that mess so that the dish, the beautiful dish, can exist on its own, or you can not clean the kitchen and have dishes piled up with the dish. So it's like you have this beautiful relationship, but like it's not really all that beautiful because the kitchen's fucking dirty. So it's like, would you prefer a clean connection with no red flags because you talked it out? Or would you prefer a relationship with a bunch of red flags from your end and theirs because y'all failed to have one conversation? I'll let you decide. Personally, I choose the clean kitchen with the nice dish because then maybe y'all can have a glass of orange juice together at some point. The orange juice would be a kid, but like that was too far. You know what I mean? Anyways, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the podcast. I hope that you guys have thought along as I talked. Bye.